In the wake of the mosque shooting in Quebec, the New York City police have stepped up protection of mosques across that city. And the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, has called on New Yorkers to be vigilant amid heightened tensions as protests continue against Donald Trump's controversial immigration ban. The president continues to defend his executive action, curbing immigration from seven predominantly Muslim countries, saying this order is about safety, not about religion. Many Muslim groups, though, have denounced the measure as discriminatory. Shortly, we'll speak to a lawyer who's just filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of America's biggest Muslim civil liberties group, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. But the truth is, not all American Muslims are against Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. Shireen Kadosi is a political analyst and American Muslim. She supports the president's immigration ban. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Shireen Kadosi, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
You are a Muslim, yet you support Donald Trump's crackdown on citizens from seven Muslim countries entering the US, even if they have valid visas, which means they've already been heavily vetted. Why do you support that ban?
Well, that's the thing. They're not citizens, and then they have visas. They have visas. So the thing is that what he's done is within his legal rights under the Immigration and Nationality Act. And it's a measure that was talked about during the election campaign cycle, that we need to be stricter about who's coming in. And the vetting process that happened over the weekend wasn't some sort of mass vetting. It was just a small number of people who were detained for further questioning. I completely sympathize with people who are frustrated, and I agree the administration could have handled this better, so it was a little bit less of an inconvenience for people. I have family traveling in from Pakistan. My own mom is coming in from Pakistan. So I completely understand that. But to say that this is just some sort of inherent blanket attack on the rights of citizens from other parts of the world or refugees is incorrect. First of all, it's not a human rights issue. It's a security issue. And the hysteria that we see in the media right now is based on this sort of binary thinking that is on both sides of the political spectrum, that something is inherently wrong or right, rather than looking at the larger problem, which is America needs to take a layered approach to really rein in security measures to be able to deal with the larger issue, which
sure.
is extremism.
But if security is the issue, what evidence is there that people from Syria or Iraq or Iran or Libya or Somalia or Sudan or Yemen, they're the countries targeted by this ban from Donald Trump, are a threat to national security, more a threat to national security than people from Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, for instance, which are not on the list, particularly when, if you look at the past 15 years, most acts of terror in the US have been carried out by homegrown terrorists?
That's a great observation, because the list didn't come out of a vacuum. It came out of George W.'s extreme vetting list for 34 countries, and then Obama had the same list with similar measures. So there's a sort of media hysteria for anything that Trump does, that they're sort of just pivoted to oppose him for it. And again, it's just a temporary 90-day shutting off of the faucet of immigration. And then the refugee settlement reprogram is suspended for just 4 months, just so we can sort of look at what we're dealing with. When we talk about the different states that are coming in, for example, that's a really good example where people are having questions about it. They're wondering, why wasn't Saudi Arabia on the list?
Well, do you think Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Afghanistan should be on the list?
I think Pakistan, Afghanistan should definitely be on the list. Now, when we
so you wouldn't be you wouldn't mind if your family, who you say were coming in 48 hours, were affected for 4 months?
My bigger concern is curbing extremism. I think that's number one priority. We can't take this so personally in terms of what offends me personally and how it affects my family should somehow impact national security. Now, when we look at Saudi Arabia, which is the number one question people had on Twitter from a Muslim background, they wondered why Saudi Arabia wasn't on the list. I had the same question. And then the next day, Trump basically comes forward and says that Saudi Arabia is building the wall in the Middle East. So what that means is he's getting them to collaborate on creating safe zones for Syrian refugees. Now, that is a much more strategic approach to dealing with the refugee crisis, rather than letting ISIS grow, rather than trying to bring in a flood of refugees to the states, which is a difficult process. I used to be a refugee.
Yes, but just on that thing then, just because the president has some quid pro quo with Saudi Arabia, I mean, America had close relationships with Saudi Arabia when the 9/11 hijackers and terrorists entered the country. So one doesn't forego the other. I mean, there's absolutely no continuity in that.
I absolutely agree with you. I don't think we just let them off the hook. There are a lot of issues. They fund the madrasas that are funneling through Pakistan with the Saudi petrodollars. And from that, we have the terror factory of...
So doesn't that show that to some degree there's an emptiness to this gesture, that it is a headline gesture about
well, it's,
keeping people out from some Muslim countries and not others?
It's been 1 week. So I would say let's be patient. Let's see what's next on the agenda. I'm sure he has a plan for, okay, what's next, a layered approach for if we want Saudi Arabia to help us with Syrian refugee crisis, we certainly don't start by attacking Saudi Arabia.
But isn't that the same if you want all of these citizens from all of these countries and indeed governments, America's working closely with Iraq at the moment, to work closely with America on keeping America safe, that this is the worst way to do it, by making people feel isolated, singled out, discriminated, that it will backfire?
That's where I would agree with you. I do feel the administration needs to have a much better messaging platform. I feel like that's where they're failing. Their strategy is solid. The messaging is failing. So it shouldn't take someone like me coming on and explaining what's going on. It should be something the administration handles internally.
What about the messaging? How do you reconcile the fact that Syrian refugees are being banned indefinitely? All those people who have been made homeless by that four-year war, the people of Aleppo, the people of Homs, yet Christian applicants will be given top priority. So the president is ultimately deciding who comes into the country based on a person's religion. How do you as a Muslim feel about that?
The fact is that both Muslims and Christians are sort of just in between a rock and a tight place. The assumption is that Christians really are persecuted, which is true. They have nowhere to go in the Middle East. They're systematically persecuted. But that sort of statement comes with the assumption that Muslims do have somewhere to go. As we know, pretty much no Muslim country is really taking in any refugees. So for the most part, all refugees are in a really tight spot.
So doesn't that concern you, that your country is turning its back on them and turning the back on them because on the basis that they share the same religion you do?
I'm more concerned with fixing the problem that's creating the refugee crisis. I think that is what we need to really be looking at. And the whole refugee crisis occurs because we allowed groups like ISIS to grow as an attempt to deal with Assad as proxy allies, which is a Kerry video that came out and it was leaked. And it was something that we were able to see, that if we could deal with the situation that's causing refugee crisis, we wouldn't be dealing with the backlash of a refugee crisis.
Sure. But in the meantime, individuals who have been vetted, who have been found to be genuine refugees, are being, in a sense, persecuted by this because they've got nothing to do with dealing with the ISIS crisis. It's a headline. It's a headline, isn't it?
But we don't know that. In a war zone, it's really, really difficult to vet who's who. When it comes to vetting, our system's broken, and that's a fact. DHS has been scrubbing records. That was a fact under the Obama administration. The fact is that it's really, really hard. Tafshin Malik, the San Bernardino shooter, she went through, three different screenings, and she passed all of them, and she was radicalized in Pakistan. So our system is broken. I completely sympathize with the refugee crisis. I was a refugee from Afghanistan to Germany. I understand what it's like. I've lived it. But at the same time, I also understand the ideology that we're dealing with, and we need to be more stringent about this.
Shireen, we must go. But just briefly, do you believe most Americans support the ban?
It's not a ban again. It's just a temporary immigration halt.
Okay. Do you believe most Americans support that?
Absolutely.
Shireen Qudsoe, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Shireen Qudsoe is an American Muslim political analyst. She supports President Trump's immigration ban, as you can hear there. It's 6:27 on Breakfast.